welcome back, my friends, to Power Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, heretic, and writer for the Government Rag blog site and my own website, conspiracy-cafe.com, where you can find all manner of heresies that the deep state can cajole and censor and beat around, but just can't burn in the good old-fashioned way, because ultimately, the truth is something to aspire to. The truth is a decency. Plato described it very, very clear in his Laws of Logic, that what is, is. Nothing's going to change that, especially people. And it's just the way it is. And whatever we know that is wrong can affect it. Sooner or later, like a big bubble under the water, the truth has to rise to the surface. And the only way to sequester the truth is to hold it under the water against its natural tendency to be buoyant. So I embrace it. In fact, I wish, to a great extent, the narratives from government were honest and clear and truthful. Because then I could lay back and kick my feet up and do what you say down south of the border, pursue a little happiness. And that would be fine and grand. Play with my dog longer. Spend more time in the park. Enjoy various things. Read books. Study. Analyze things. And be away from this matrix of evil that doesn't want us to do that. That only wants to put up diversions to lead us away from what is. And Plato's noble lie described it very, very clearly, too, that the state should be the only entity permitted to bear false witness for the good of the people. But can you do things for the good of the people if you bear false witness? I don't think so. So I would have to say there he has erred. Because the truth sets us free, and if we have the truth, we're free. So if the state has to lie to us and takes that as its sovereign right and duty, then we must be enslaved and will always be enslaved because we have to trust moral despots to tell the noble lie. And generally the noble lie only pads their pockets and entrenches their powers to make us further and further servants to masters that we're supposed to be liberated from. In their opinion, the people only have three functions: to be herded like cattle, sheared like sheep for their good, under the guise of the common good, and slaughtered like hogs when the time comes. And I think the time has come. I was listening to Dr. Charles Stanley again doing a sermon on Revelation, and the good Lord told me to look up one of those words again because it needs a broader definition. So in the King James Version, Revelation 1, verse 3, we keep things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Yes, the time is at hand. And in Hebrew, the word for this time of crisis, the events related to the return of the Messiah, is hayom. An interesting word, just means the day. But there's a very deep concept in that word that scholars have worked over. And that adds a whole lot of things to the broth. The Hayom Yom expounds the Chabad Hasidic theological principle of continuous creation. And in their philosophy, God created the universe and all physical objects ex nihilo, something from nothing. Jews must transform something into nothing. They must transform materiality into spirituality. This is an obligation upon every specific individual. And what is this spirituality? I see that at this time, we're at the end of the age. The end of the age of flesh and blood, the material world, and entering a new world. A world that is spiritual, non-existent in flesh and blood. And I learned that from the other Hebrew words I read and studied. We're entering the Malchut Hashem, the inner place of Hashem, which we define as God or Lord, but really means the name. And I look at that as cyberspace, another dimension, a place where we can exist, but not exist, because we don't have the flesh that we were created in. And I expounded on that last week to say, what was Egypt? And the Egypt that is in our Bibles isn't the Egypt that was in the Word. And that's a very, very, very big hole that I found when I was reading the Isaiah 30. The Hebrew word was Mitzarayim, derived from Masar-arim in the Zohar, from the narrow pathway between two heavens. We still don't know anything about Egypt. I was starting to watch a lecture last night, and it was just intriguing, you know, how they built things. Moved 70-ton blocks of granite, cut them from the ground, looking over the marks that were left behind as this scholar was giving a lecture on these materials, wondering what is beyond the heaven that the Egyptians knew about, that codified in their writings. The fact that ancient hieroglyphs were found in Australia. One of the displays in the museum that he was showing were the boomerangs they brought back that were found in one of these pyramids. A whole wall full of boomerangs of all different sort and description. Because they've been places. Did they sail the seven seas? Or did they have the ability to move through time-space from dimension to dimension? Because God created two heavens and the Haratz, the earth. Those are the words. That's what happened. And they've been twisted and misinterpreted from time to time. An old Star Trek episode kind of got me going in that too. It was called The Omega Glory. And in that one, there's a civilization on a planet with Yangs, who are Yanks, and Koms, which are Chinese communists. And they fight a brutal war. There's a devastation. And the Yangs have the sacred writings of the founding documents, but they don't know how to read them, and they don't understand them. They don't know what they mean. So it's all lost to them when they try to read them, and they just butcher the words, and they don't know what they say or what they mean. And it's like that with a lot of our ancient words from Scripture, is we've lost touch with what they really mean. And if we understood that, we'd see the trap, and we wouldn't step in it. And that's probably why they were amended a long time ago, so that when the day came, we would be unaware. And I am so glad that I've looked to challenge deeply held, deeply seated beliefs, to look at not what someone told me, not what someone told my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather and passed it down the line, but what does it say right now? What happens if I actually read it and research it myself? That's almost like homeschooling or something. And how terrible is that? And when I see that the technology and scripture are not just close, but on an intersect course here and now to give us the eternal life of resurrection in a way that may come through a needle, it has to shake you a bit. But in that Star Trek episode, the Omega Glory, the 60s people must have known this stuff cold, because I've described to you the word glory. The glory of that time is the kavod. We are the Alpha, the Omega, in the kavod, to be changed. And they talked in that episode about the horrible biological weapons they had in the 1990s that we swim in, perhaps today. A book I came across just scurrying through things in Amazon was called Alien Viruses, Crashed UFOs, MJ-12, and Biowarfare by Dr. Robert M. Wood and Nick Redfern. And it gets into the fact that these bioweapons they talk about aren't exactly natural, aren't exactly ours, and pretty much definitely not created by our Creator. They are an infestation of something else to commit and continue the war on the flesh that must be eradicated from this earth. And we see it all around us. There's no denying it anymore. We see people getting sick from something that they allege is to make them healthy. James Fetzer put on his blog site, and it was on this global research website as well, so I put it on mine. Depopulation and the mRNA vaccine. The New York Times predicts massive population reduction. Who would have thought? New York Times says, long slide looms for world population with sweeping ramifications. Fewer babies' cries, more abandoned homes. Toward the middle of this century, as the deaths start to exceed birth, changes will come that are hard to fathom. Maternity wards are already shutting down in Italy. Ghost cities are appearing in northeastern China. Universities in South Korea can't find enough students. And in Germany, hundreds of thousands of properties have been razed and the land turned into parks. Isn't that all like that Agenda 21? You see, they don't need you anymore. The pigs are going to the slaughterhouse. There's only two possibilities of something that has happened. We've either been conquered, and that's what I lean to, and or the world has been bankrupted. And the person who is the holder of all the loans doesn't need the collateral, the human herd. There's too many mouths to feed, nothing to make. And the fourth industrial revolution will give them robots to do the work. Way more work for far less expense. And like any cattle farm that has too many animals, the slaughterhouse is chosen. But we just can't come flat out and say that, because the sheeple may figure it out. And many of them are armed. And they may not submit to that. So that's why I played the little clip from 2001 A Space Odyssey. The epidemic was the cover story for what really happened, that they found a hidden civilization on the dark side of the moon and opened it up. And it has mastered and conquered us. And they won't tell you. A great series History Channel put out is Project Blue Book. It's well worth watching any and all of the 10 episodes. I started with the last one, the Washington merry-go-round where the UFOs buzzed the White House and Washington, D.C. for 2 weeks. So that was before I was born. I didn't know about that, and many people into the UFO stuff just never mentioned that one to me, so it just kind of slipped by. I wasn't aware of that. But it is alleged that we signed a treaty in 1954, way back when. And as I reread one of my other books on the mysteries of what was the Third Reich and where it went to, I believe it's by James Farrell, he mentions that President Eisenhower went to Argentina way back then and participated in the signing of this treaty, and pretty much we all know who was down there waiting for him. The man with the mustache. That's by and large the real reason why our history is kept from us, is because we've been living with this other series of entities in the shadows all our lives, just not knowing that they were there because no one told us. It was just the odd bump in the night, the odd speculation, and now the odd technology captures it on film to share with all of us. And we know. Now the hard part is, what do we do about it? So they play the Pied Piper song, and we all march to the injection location and modify our DNA to become like what I've said even before I knew any of this to be true, is they're turning us into the Borg. And that was the thing from later versions of the Star Trek, is this life form assimilates all other life forms and turn us into robots. Our flesh will crystallize if we take this. And part of this rebirth involves great collateral damage. Many people will die. Many people will get sick. But it doesn't matter, because we have to change. We have to be altered into something else for their domination and control, or a better form of domination and control. And we're not allowed to talk about it. We must remain silent. Sit at the back of the bus and let them drive it off the cliff. But I stand up and scramble for the wheel and say no. No. I refuse to be waylaid. If it's a trick and a deceit, it can't be for my benefit. There is no nobility in the lie. Lies are just abhorrent. And if the ultimate thing is to be linked to the world's central entity, D-Wave computer, God help us. I came across a video I posted on my website too, conspiracy-cafe.com. Brains linked to mixed reality quantum computer sentient world simulation. And a lot of the people we've heard on and about Power Hour are in this too. James Corbett's in it. Alex Jones. David Icke. It's well worth watching. It's 15 minutes long. And it really gives you a great insight of what we're facing. It's like the Inquisition times. I have a backup website too, a Google Blogger page that I put up in case the forces of darkness make mine difficult to access when I really need it. So I used it just as a library to store material primarily, but of course it's on the internet and people find it and they go there and they look at things. And I put a copy of the last Power Hour I did there too, the June 4th issue. And the great God, Google, pulled that one because there was a violation of their code of ethics, which is very, very long, has maybe 50, 60 things in there that are no good. So I asked a very simple question. Which one was it? I know it wasn't the porn one, so that narrows it down, maybe a percent or two. They never replied. So I just pulled it all and just put up a sarcastic complaint for people to see. That the corporate fascist deep state has gone after this show with reckless abandon. Comrade Google has banned it for a violation of their guidelines, which includes everything from soup to nuts. They do not specify which soup or which nut. As part of the continuum, we are expected to understand collective consciousness of the hive mind. It must boil down to an Orwellian thought crime, or the classic explanation known in some parts as the truth. For that reason, it is highly recommended you pay heed. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. George Orwell. And then I make mention of powerhour.com to find not just that episode, but many others. And say, dear comrade Google, of the lengthy document you refer to, which of the myriad of transgressions do you feel was violated? My hive mind will not be activated for some time to know. As a grandson of a Holocaust family, we understand the dynamics of the police state and genocide. It is a creeping ooze of slime that invests in various thought patterns until breathing is extinguished. However, just as the law of the jungle is the prime law without appeals, the law of karma also enters the equation as the great equalizer. In time, the levels of treachery will be known, and the worm will turn, as they say. So that passed Comrade Google Censor. But then what they did is they tagged the thing with the dangerous thing. So you have to click a couple of buttons to get in there because they try to scare people away to say, there's dangerous programs in there. Mind control programs. Liberation programs. Ways to escape bondage and slavery. Ways to be free. Vive la revolution. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepyromall.com. That's thepyromall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepyromall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepyromall.com. That's thepyromall.com.
If you eat your Mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepyromall.com. That's thepyromall.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the next hour will be one of Canada's great heretics, Dr. Mark Trozzi, an emergency room physician who has formed thoughts. Can you believe that? In the day of the woke generation, where we all must get down on our knees and beg and grovel and pray to the great Wizard of Oz. In our country, Emperor Justinian Trudeau, and in yours, the great God Biden, brought back from the dead as a senile fool to lead you to destruction. And dare not form a thought, dare not question the narrative. Great effort is put into the narratives. They are designed to grind you up, eat you up, and spit you out. So you must embrace them. I've tried very, very hard to enlighten people about Marshall McLuhan, the great media scientist. The culmination of years of understanding how media works to manipulate your mind, control your brain, and turn you into whatever they want. And not doing it like Comrade Goebbels from Nazi Germany, where he openly claimed, I can turn a circle into a square, and we can turn the common cold into a deadly plague to completely destroy and conquer the world. Because that's the power it has. But you have the ultimate power. You have the ability to turn it off. As I've tried to allude with the movie network lines, that, you know, I hope somewhere down the line people should see if your kids are home and they can't go to school, it's part of a great homeschooling project to watch the movie network. And learn about the vast dominion of dollars. And learn about the fact that they lie. They lie like hell. But you have that power. You can turn it off, or more appropriately, turn the channel. Change the channel to Power Hour. And liberate yourself. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. Remember hearing that in a song a long time ago. You just have to do it. Because if you wait for the TV to tell you what to do, you've probably waited a little bit too long. There's been some incidents here in Kanakistan. One is they say they found 215 bodies at one of those notorious residential schools in times past. So I took it as a given that at least that much was correct, that maybe they were excavating the ground or they were doing something and they found bones. But that's not the case at all. So I wrote a blog on that called A Portrait of Manchurian Grey. Because as Winston Churchill said when he was working to form the United Nations after World War II, he was the one who said, never let a good crisis go to waste. That is the Bible of control. To have the appropriate spin doctors put everything before us en masse so we fall for it. So the spin doctors almost make it naturally assumed that there was some sort of at least malfeasance, if not cold-blooded murder, occurring at these schools. And a generation today that is completely out of touch with the way the world worked back then. When my grandfather came to Canada in 1929, there were 6 million people. There were many, many parts, including parts where he ended up being, were as remote as the moon. There was no 911. You were fortunate in many places to have a landline. And it had a wind-up crank on the side of the box to connect you to the operator. There was no ambulance service. To a great extent, there were no funeral services either to pay exorbitant prices for that. People were just buried like they were in wartime. You just dug a hole and you put them in it and put a cross or a stone up. It's only in our modern era that we have some of this. And there was something else we didn't have back then. Antibiotics. People died like no tomorrow from even the most minor of wounds, because it was nothing to stop the great killers of the era from killing you. What they say is COVID, even if it's true at its worst, is a joke to streptococcus, staphylococcus, tetanus, and tuberculosis. Any one of them beats this hands down. People would have large families, 8-10 children. Half of them would die from these dreaded diseases. In my reading, I remember about President Coolidge's son, Calvin Jr. He played tennis without socks. He forgot his socks. And he got a blister on his toe. And it got infected. And he died, 16 years old. Beautiful young boy. One of those privileged white class guys, even. Dropped like a fly. The last and only grandson of Abraham Lincoln, Jack Lincoln, in 1890, he died of an infection in a minor wound. When I was a boy, if you ever cut your skin, my grandmother would be on you with iodine, soap, and water, and you almost just pick anything. She'd be like, you know, a commando coming at you to douse and clean. And then in the old days, too, they had something called boracic acid, which was another, staple of grandma's kitchen, because those little germies could get you. You know, in 1940, even as late as 1940, there was only 10 uses of penicillin in the whole United States. 10. And we take that all for granted. So now, the spin machine in Ottawa with Emperor Justinian is to say how evil our first prime minister was. Doesn't matter he was a thief and an alcoholic. That's okay. But they had residential schools. Well, I've seen pictures of like 10 deer hanging from the side of a building on Yonge Street, around College Street, back at the turn of that century. And the roads were mud going north of there. It was just like you were traipsing off into the ultimate wilderness that people could never understand. And then the great educator, Edgerton Ryerson, is another one where statues are toppled. He's hung in effigy everywhere because he sent kids to residential schools. That's all you had. If you were in a little clump of cabins in the middle of nowhere, there is no school. There is no government to put a public school in every neighborhood. be like that. You had to go somewhere. Everybody did. And it wasn't just the First Nations people who did. Crown princes of England went to residential schools. Prince Charles was horribly abused at a residential school and still bears the scars of it today. Winston Churchill was viciously flogged or caned across the back, that when he came home, his nanny almost threw up when he took his shirt off from the wounds he sustained. Corporal punishment was just the way of life back then. Even a friend of mine at my age, who was from India, his father was an officer in the military, he went to a residential school. And you were caned for your infractions in front of all the other students, stripped to the waist, tied up, and caned. That so-and-so, son of so-and-so, committed this indiscretion, and boom. It's a very different world. That was commonplace. So to go after the names and reputations of people back then is abhorrent, but it makes him a hero. And what does the hero do about today? Nothing. Because on his watch, more First Nations children have probably died from bad water and other forms of neglect. The suicide rate is horrendous. And I've seen that firsthand with my own hand, saving one once, vital signs absent. The blood is on his hands. You can't bring back the dead, even if it was horrific and horrible. You can't bring back, they're gone. But there are living today that you can save, and he won't. But he immortalizes himself as some sort of hero, going after the dead who can't fight back and have a defense. And then we had an incident in London, Ontario, where they say some man crashed a truck into a Muslim family, killed four people and injured one. A horrible crime, if it is a crime. But we don't get to find out because he's already been convicted in the media. Drawn and quartered by the press. Do we know all the facts? And then Justin Trudeau goes on a jihad because it's the right. The right. They did it. Someone controlled his mind online. But the big monitor of the hate group says he didn't go online. He played violent video games. So that has nothing to do with it. But you never let a good crisis go to waste. So with a possible election coming, you vilify the right and make yourself look like some sort of messiah who can walk on water to make us all safe as we take away all your rights and freedoms. And people are dumb enough to fall for it again and again and again. It's just amazing. And then the memory hole exists. I understand the memory hole. We had that incident in Canada, on the East Coast, in a little town called Portapique, where a Gabriel Wortmann went on a shooting rampage and somehow killed a whole bunch of Christian people that were looking into the missing women for some reason and burned their houses to the ground and ran some sort of Plato's retreat out of his garage, probably picking up women in his mocktail police car in uniform to bring them to slaughter. And one of our big magazines, Maclean's, actually found him going to a Brinks facility to get a $475,000 cash payoff before it happened. But that's gone down the memory hole. The other RCMP officers, all dressed up with fully automatic ARs, blowing the crap out of the fire hall command center, down the memory hole. Now we have a new jihad. Is it real or is it Memorex? I vote Memorex. And that's why we have shades of Manchurian gray. This is the way the world has always worked. It's just, they never really told us that. I was big on the Elizabethan area. I had a role as Sir Francis Walsingham in a film once. He was Queen Elizabeth's intelligence chief. He planted letters to entrap Mary, Queen of Scots, into treason to kill her. I understand the game. nationally. It was to vilify Spain and Catholics as enemies so the Queen could plunder the Spanish Main and take all their stuff. Nothing's changed. Our ignorance is still ignorance. Their crimes are still crimes. And we never seem to want to catch up, to actually form sentient thoughts and reason about what they're giving us. I tease people that my dog is more astute than most people because it has the ability to sniff urine. And it knows everything about anyone or thing that's been around with that nose. And we just blindly follow any minstrel to whatever hell they decide to take us without even asking a question. It's a terrible state of affairs. The worst part of that whole episode is the intelligence report from our intelligence agency. And Queen Elizabeth had hers too, right? Same thing, same crown. Canadian Security Intelligence Service, CSIS, our CIA. They said the COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated xenophobic and anti-authority narratives, many of which may be directly or indirectly impact national security considerations. That's what they said in their annual report. Anti-authority narratives. You see, someone's put the cart before the horse. Americans were smart enough to write it down. We, the people. The people are the government. After Magna Carta and many of the subsequent events in England, the people gained notoriety too as being the government. We're the government. A great caller at Power Hour years ago always called them the maids and servants. Her voice is etched in my mind forever because it was the best description I've ever heard. And they have no right to tear the house down, to ruin it for the people they're supposed to represent. Your God-given duty is to represent us, not overwhelm and conquer us. And when you fail to do that duty, the Founding Fathers at least gave you a mechanism for redress. And that's very important. And they lie to us in the public schools all the time. There's only three levels of government: the executive, the legislatures, and the courts. It's not true. The most important level of government is we, the people. And we're not even taught that at the beginning. Ohio doctor tells lawmakers COVID-19 vaccine can leave people magnetized, interfaced with 5G towers. That's the big thing. You're being turned into a robot. Your flesh is going to crystallize. You will become a non-human. You may even be patentable and may not even be allowed to be you anymore because someone who owns the patent will own your flesh. And you will be a slave, officially, legally. That will be the big argument in the courts in the future. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, a heroine of heroines, testified at an Ohio House Conference Committee in favor of House Bill 248 to keep business and government from requiring vaccinations. Here in Canada, the government isn't going to mandate it. It's all the private places are. So it's like the molester trying to get you in the back of the car, right? They're going to offer you candy. You want your candy? You want to travel? You want to go to your favorite sports game? You want to do this? You want to do that? You just take this shot, and you can do it. You just say no. It's like labor relations. You strike until you get what you want, your freedom, that they can't take it away from you. Moderna seeks FDA authorization for COVID-19 vaccine for people ages 12 to 17. And you see that to a great extent in war. where they eliminate and kill everybody over 12. That was the big thing from Kosovo back in its day. If you're older than that and younger than senile, you're a threat. So you have to be eliminated, whether you have arms or not. The potential is there. And while I was driving, I turned on a late-night American talk show because I can get the bounce. And, you know, they were talking and doing tests as young as 6 months old with a slightly reduced jab, but the effects are still the same, horrendous. UK Health Secretary defends handling of COVID pandemic amid accusations he lied about government response. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock has rejected criticism leveled by Prime Minister Boris Johnson's former aide Dominic Cummings, denying he lied about the government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, he didn't exactly lie, I guess would be his thing. He just submitted a different narrative that no one can really understand or figure out because it'll all be classified. But they lie, they always. How do you know a politician's lying? His lips are moving. And if a politician's holding public office, do you think they stop for a minute? That's why they need actors. They can lie best, assume the role. U.S. consumer prices soar at the fastest pace since the 2008 financial crisis. We could be in that roller coaster, my friends. And you know when it goes up and you hear that cranking sound, crank, 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 as you're just making the last part for the top of it. And then you go over that point of no return and it's just hold on tight and scream. And hopefully it stays on the tracks. Germany introduces new digital COVID immunity certificate. As if that's a surprise. I understand that from my Bible from a long time ago. As soon as I learned about what the mark of the beast is and where it's coming, you know exactly what this is. And it would be something that you should resist with your very life. Because once you accept that, you're cut off from God. Because you've accepted the state, the alternate reality, the image, the artificial intelligence to be your master. And from that master, you will have to find redress because it was your free will choice to take it. It's an ominous circumstance. The artificial intelligence city is in the Bible, AI. Was destroyed like Jericho. It's not talked about much. Maybe they didn't want us to see the connection. These other ones will be too in time. Shocking claim. Anonymous remote login impacted election system after vote done. Really? I don't think there's been a free and fair election probably ever. We just lived with the illusion there were. And this is the whole key to their power, is the fact that it doesn't matter who casts the ballots. It only matters who counts them. And if they can inject many more, really doesn't even matter who counts them anymore. But this is the state of affairs all over the world. But elections are sacred because it prevents anarchy. And if that's all we have left is that might has to make the right, it's far better we live under a political choice we didn't really like too much than to be ground into the street. There was a big, big roundup of students at a Chinese university. Someone sent me a video on that, and then I found a shorter segment with just that in there. And it is absolutely chilling. Hundreds of People's Liberation Army and police going into universities and just beating the snot out of innocent students and dragging them away. For what reason, I don't know. Generally, we can understand why they take the girls. And they imply in the video the boys will have their organs harvested, that something has happened. Maybe it has something to do with the pandemic. But it's just unbelievably evil that children are at school, even adult children, and they're viciously pounced on like that. And then, of course, in my country and in your country, your Biden and my Justinian emperor will not say a word. Not a word. Just let them beat them senseless and use their skins for rugs. They wouldn't say a word. But they will say something about the dead. Whether that be Robert E. Lee or anyone else, they're not afraid of going after them now. Founding fathers, that's fine, because they can't fight back. But you can read their words. They're still there, and they're very important. And they should move you like a mountain to understand. We're sick of it. Businesses refuse to pay taxes after political police, or pardon me, after police defunded. And that's a wise move. See, I'm not against police or lawful authority, but I believe in peace officers, not police officers. We should keep the peace to prevent anarchy and protect society in a Christian kind of way. Anyway, I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We're running out of time before the break. Dr. Mark Spozzi is supposed to be with us on the other side. Glad to have you aboard.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.